Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for May 12, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and I want to invite you to have a harvest of refreshment. Here are two simple statements. Gossip destroys, kind words restore. It's really that simple. As I read, reread, and read again this morning, the words of Proverbs 15:4, I could not get the above contrasts out of my mind. Here's what the verse says. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but its deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Countless times in my life, I've seen examples of both. You have too. It breaks my heart to see decent people wounded by others' lies or gossip, whether at the workplace, at school, at church, or even among extended family. It's true that those engaging in the lies or the gossip will rarely acknowledge their moments of dark-heartedness, yet the fruit of the lips is unmistakable. You've seen such on occasion, and have been the target of such behavior at some points in your life, such as when a certain group at church started avoiding you before or after worship services. I'm glad that you recognize the poison of words that tear down others rather than build them up. I'm glad that you aspire toward having a kind heart that overflows with words of healing as if it were a tree of life. There are already plenty of people who savor the ego-massaging strategy of cutting others down. The last thing this world needs is one more schemer or gossiper. You remember how good you felt when someone close to you made a concerted effort to bring healing to your spirit by means of kind, affirming words, particularly those shared in your home or at your church. It was a wonderful boost to your sense of well-being. You actually felt more alive because somebody wanted to affirm your value in the lives of others. You found yourself enjoying again your role as a spouse or as a parent or as a child or as an employee or as a church member or as a sibling or whatever. When people encourage us, we draw life from the relationship, and we can pour our lives back into the relationship. Deceitful words and gossiping words drain the life from us, however, as if an axe swung by an enemy had ruptured our hearts. Please make intentional efforts today to bring healing to a wounded heart. If you examine the people in your life closely enough, you'll find somebody who's really hurting and who needs the kind words that will produce in them a harvest of refreshment. And if you encounter someone today who is crushing the spirits of others via lies and gossip, please offer healing words to him or to her. It might not be easy to do, but it will be one of the most important things you'll do for God all week. That gift of unmerited kindness just might plant a seed of truth that grows over time into a transformed by God tree of life. As always, I love you.